Blackstone Audio presents Lowboy by John Ray. This book is read by Richard Powers. For Violet. On November 11, Lowboy ran to catch a train. People were in his way, but he was careful not to touch them. He ran up the platform's corrugated yellow lip and kept his eyes on the train's cab, commanding it to wait. The doors had closed already, but they opened when he kicked them. He couldn't help but take that as a sign. He got on board the train and laughed. Signs and tells were all around him. The floor was shivering and ticking beneath his feet, and the brick-tiled arches above the train beat the murmurings of the crowd into copper and aluminum foil. Every seat in the car had a person in it. Notes of music rang out as the doors closed behind him. C-sharp first, then A. Sharp against both ears like the tip of a pencil. He turned and pressed his face against the glass. Skull and Bones, his state-appointed enemies, were forcing their way head-first up the platform. Skull was a skinny, milk-faced man, not much to look at, but Bones was the size of a Metro card booth. They moved like policemen in a silent...